coming to you live from Plug Hit Studios in beautiful Largo, Florida. We are keeping you plugged in with episode 252 of F5 Live. We are refreshing technology.
Not tonight.
What?
No, not tonight. Definitely not tonight.
Nope. Tonight we're apologetic.
Hold on. Wait for it. It's about to get epic in here.
Wait for it.
But somehow my playlist is going nuts, so we're going to have to do it this way.
Wait for it.
Yeah, wait for it.
Wait for it.
Yeah. Enjoy this. Let it seep into your soul. Hit the switch on it.
This one's crazy this
year.
Right?
Yeah, I got your back.
Wow, I don't quite know what's happening.
You gotta do the intro.
Yeah, but it's not up there, and I don't remember it.
That's the point.
We don't have one, do we?
This week. Something.
Who gives a crap?
Something, and I don't. What?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't remember.
There's usually three things.
Doritos. Disco balls.
There you go.
And, oh, wait.
What?
Doritos.
Those aren't Doritos.
Not to mention that we can't say Doritos.
Doritos.
This episode. What?
Mexican Doritos, by the way. Dynamita.
Dynamite.
Toto Puffs de Maize and Rolados.
Oh.
And in case you can't tell from the Spanish Doritos, Carla's here.
Hey, what up? Yeah.
Carla, you're so colorful right now, which is a rarity for me.
Oh, we got to really do this opening, right? Okay.
Oh, so, yeah, let's do
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead, John.
So this week,
yeah,
it's the annual 420 episode of F5Live.tv, and I'm pretty sure there's not an actual episode tease, so I'm just going to say screw it.
Yep. Next part.
Good enough.
Hmm?
Next what? Part.
What?
I missed this.
Oh, yeah,
I've
okay.
I've been
waiting on it. Say Nick.
Nick! Yes!
Kind of got off on that a little, huh?
I'm sorry.
Inappropriate.
That's what I am. Say Nick.
Nick.
Definitely not a new tech smell in the studio tonight.
Oh, no, that's what's keeping us going, man. Don't smoke this year. Don't do it. Get high off the technology. Dude, it's cleansing.
So funny.
You're going to save my screen and everything.
You ever do a unicorn vomit wraparound?
Yep. I got some of that danky tech smell. Because Scott, I think this show.
This show?
This show right here.
What? This show?
This one right here. Sorry,
this one here?
Yeah. Part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Nick.
I'm Scott.
And I'm John. I'm also back.
You're not hallucinating, folks. You're not hallucinating.
I know. The crazy lights, and I'm hallucinating.
It's really a latte.
Hypno-toad. And we're here wherever you may be and however you may be accessing our show reluctantly via iTunes, Facebook, Zoom, F5Live.tv, or any other of our streaming services. Thanks for making us part of your day, but of course.
And we apologize.
Yeah,
we
have. Yeah.
If this is your first episode, I'm sorry. Listen to the other ones and watch the other ones. This is our best watchable episode.
Yeah, because all kinds of crazy stuff is happening tonight.
So, let me get through this. And we'll
no!
All right. Wow, you made the compressor go nuts. That's good. All right, so.
It compressed his nuts?
This one's not ready.
Dude, that's not, it's not cool, bro.
It's not cool.
There is one place you can get all of our content live. We post our episodes live every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and then it gets posted through Sunday night into Monday morning. You can go to F5Live.tv and click the subscribe button over on the right-hand side. Audio, video, and social streams all available for you. And, of course, there is one way you can chat with us live in the studio every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time by going to F5Live.tv/join us.
That was a little disco there.
Yep. I'm feeling John Travolta tonight. So.
I'm okay with that.
We have a strobe light, a disco ball.
A shiny disco ball.
There you go. And these are weird.
You're weird.
Oh.
Whoa. They're taquitos. They're like little red sticks of joy.
Well, you don't know that until you try one. They could be sticks of fail.
Oh, yeah. I have them too.
They're like chili lime. I don't approve.
You have them too?
Here, let's trade. I want to try that one.
All
right. All right.
That and, one has an intense smell.
That one? It's lime.
Yes.
That one's hotter.
What does nacho picoso mean? Carla, I need a translator. Nacho picoso.
It's nacho Picasso.
No. Ooh.
Picasso.
And
No, no, they did away with that.
Like spicy? Spicy nacho? Why can't they just name it spicy nacho? They make those already.
I didn't know Google owned Doritos.
Oh, they did?
Shame on them.
So we just have to because it's fitting for this show.
I know.
So, for all you new people out there, obviously, if you're still watching and
God
we
bless
haven't
you.
Bothered to explain what this is, the purpose of this episode is.
Woo! Spicy.
I told you, it's spicy.
It has a weird first flavor.
This is the special 420 episode of F5Live.tv.
If you're not sure...
We do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
And you deal with it.
If you're not sure what that means, you're probably 12 or younger and should be in bed because it's...
Go to bed.
After 9.
Unless you're subscribed.
Like I said. Hey, I kind of want to switch flavors.
Here, try this one.
Chili lemon's kind of crazy.
It's a bag in my face.
Tea bag.
Yeah, I was going to say, pass me the tea bag.
My forehead is colorful.
There are two shows a year that we kind of do whatever we want for. It's this show and our anniversary
show. This show?
This show right here.
This one here?
And our anniversary show.
Which are almost back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can get both of those shows by going to F5Live.tv and clicking the link.
This 420
on the,
episode.
On the over there.
Yeah, exactly.
That side.
It's brought to you by the Microsoft Store.
We retired it last week, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it took a long time to retire the song. But we're here. We do this every
kind
year.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, we are physically here.
My shoes aren't off.
Neither are mine.
Mine are. Look at my feet.
Mine aren't going to change.
They're so white.
You do got white
now
feet.
Now you smell a disappointing episode, Ed.
This is going to be a fun episode because apparently Carlo is going to be screaming towards the
microphone.
Yeah,
nobody can hear it.
That
great.
Is fun.
So
I like
it. Sounds like, mic her it sounds up. Like we're talking one. To no one.
Alante's an idiot. Let's just go there with this right now. We can. It's, I heard. There was a rumor. The last time we did this.
The hell's it matter, right?
Well, the last time we did this.
I mean, nothing's normal.
Well, fair enough. I just need to make sure we point out the last time we did this. I believe we started to coin a term for him. I believe we called him a crocodile, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stick with that theme. Alante's a crocodile. If you rub his head, he falls asleep. And
it
he's
went
not
over
here.
Really well with
it,
our audience.
It did. Everyone loved it. It didn't seem to have an issue. You were supposed to talk there. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're still listening, God bless you. It went over well. Alante decided to not show up, but he'll be here later.
Okay.
He'll be abnormally late today. For him, it's normal.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
You just came out right and said it, didn't you?
Why? All right. It was late.
Yeah. If you're listening or watching this any other day that's not on, live during the show, sorry.
This is one you might want to delete.
There's a couple of things that we can talk about before we jump into the topics. For those who are going to celebrate the entire weekend, as you might or might not, Xbox Live this weekend is offering a bunch of free subscriptions to their media content that we've talked about on the show. You can get access to Hulu, Epix, MLB TV, and Crackle.
Hulu.
So, if you don't have subscriptions, they're offering subscriptions for the weekend for free.
That's cool.
Now, just to, kind of showcase some of their stuff. And it's more than that,
yeah, like,
too.
Like Disney Channel used to do when they thought that they could charge for their service.
Right. Netflix, Sci-Fi,
Vivo.
Exactly. But
I actually want to see it in action. Like, I want to see the app in action.
Yeah. Honestly. So this weekend we can check it out.
Cool.
Well, it's baseball. There won't be much action.
Indeed. But the actual app itself is pretty cool.
That's true. Is it unmuted now for her?
Oh.
She's on now. She's got
Go ahead and talk.
Hi.
No, try again.
Hi.
Try now.
Hello.
Is it working now?
A little better.
Yeah, get a little
closer. Move it closer.
Is it?
Oh, there it is. Found
my bad.
Oh, sweet spot.
Found her.
Sweet spot.
Got her.
All right, there we go. All right, so we're good.
Ooh,
it's the ones that you guys don't like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that it's kind of crazy, and I like lime too, but not that.
It's good. It's just weird.
No, those are the best ones.
Are they?
No, those.
Oh yeah. Nacho Picoso.
Yes. Y'all are just wimps.
So that's what's going on with Xbox. Like, so if you're ones. Celebrating for the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting flavor. I don't.
I'll
hate
be
it.
Celebrating with my Xbox this weekend.
Yeah. And her name is Sony.
Because you're lame.
Let me say this. In other news, we do have other news before we jump into non-news, because we have that tonight too. I'm growing a beard, and I'm not.
Yeah, you look kind of homeless.
No, I'm not trying to be homeless this time. I promise. I'm not trying to do that. That's Duncan. We should point that out because I'm echoing here. It's weird.
I look kind of homeless too, but that's because it's today, and who cares?
Exactly. But for me, every year that the Devils make the playoffs. And the whole NHL does it, but I do it when the Devils make the playoffs because that's my team. I do the beard-a-thon. It's it used to be a superstition in hockey that you would grow out your beard for the playoffs and you wouldn't shave it until you lost out of the play, got knocked out, the whole thing. So whatever. But they took it to the
How
fans.
Do you thaw a beard?
Like this, I'll show you. So good question, Scott.
Do you make it really cold and then set it on the kitchen counter?
Not thaw a beard.
Oh,
I thought he said thong a beard.
So did I.
So you wear like little beard thongs that you can buy at the medical supply store or whatever?
Yeah. Little beard G-strings.
That's if you're really daring.
Yeah. But so the fans are doing what they call a beard-a-thon, and one player from
it's
each team.
If you have a butt chin, I'm
there
sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
This is for a good cause. Let me get through this. No. I like that, though.
We get to say all the things that we usually think.
Yeah, we can't
but
say
but aren't allowed to it's
fine.
Say.
It's fine. And I'm only mentioning it because I just started this week after last week's show, so I want to point it out early.
My God, you already have, like, a huge beard.
I know, thanks.
He already looks pretty homeless.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, it's impressive. I would have to not shave for, like, 3 months to look like that.
Yeah, but see, I have, like, the reverse Hitler going on. I can't grow hair in the middle of my upper lip. And then I also have, like, weird soul patches, reverse soul patches, I suppose, because I don't grow hair in certain places on my face. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Those are the places you don't have soul. It suggests that you are part vampire.
Because we don't have the headphone jet.
Huh. It's funny.
Make it happen, soul. Luda, holler.
I can't stick it in my ear.
So
don't holler in earphones. It's super loud.
It is. Can I tell them about this?
No!
All right, fine.
Sure, go ahead.
Moving on. No, okay.
tell about your face.
Yeah. So you grow out the beard for a charity, and the charity that I'm part of is called Devil's Care. And it's a charity that I was involved in when I was younger. I actually was able to play hockey where I otherwise could not afford it.
And you could also grow a beard when you were younger?
No, I could not do that. Okay. This time I'm raising money.
He was a recipient of the money before. Now he's trying to give back.
Right. So
facial hair.
Yeah.
Don't quite get it.
It's fine.
Hopefully we'll find out soon.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So...
slowly, come on.
This is the 420 episode, dude. I'm already bored.
We're taking our time. That's fine. This is just filling time at this point. So it's Devil's Care helps out inner city youth and other youth who can't afford hockey otherwise, and they provide rides to and from the events and things like that, and also help out children of wounded or killed in action military veterans.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of a diverse. Purpose for the organization.
Whatever, that's what they do. And so I'm giving back by growing out my beard. I'm raising money. And I take pictures on my website. You go to beardathon.com/devils/F5penguin. That was my username. That's my new gamer tag, by the way.
Last year's had a penguin in the tees.
Did it?
It did.
Oh.
I don't remember what it said now.
Yeah, I think it was
marching. Only 10 minutes ago.
It was marching or something.
So I'm raising money. I'm trying to raise... 2 years ago, I was able to raise $1,600 for the charity.
Wow.
Which was awesome by doing this.
Through your face?
Yeah, through my face. I take pictures and I upload it so people can
follow the
progress.
Why aren't you doing that all the time?
Right?
For other things like
this
us.
Year, I'm being... through all my connections, being in the media and stuff, I'm trying to raise $5,000. So if you want to help out to a good cause, it's 100% tax deductible. Beardathon.com/devils/F5penguin. I'll have to put an article up somewhere, but I'm doing that, so that's kind of cool.
F5 penguin. I like it.
That's my new gamer tag.
Can I tickle your gizzard for money?
Yes, absolutely. Please do. I encourage it, actually.
If I was
so I'm taking pictures through the process, and if you want to help out, please do. So there's my shameless plug.
Do it.
And then I want to talk about one more thing. I am part of both the closed beta for Ghost Recon Online and Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
Oh, you
on the Xbox 360.
Terrible person.
And
you knew that.
I know, but I'm upset hearing it again.
So I'm part of both of those.
You knew that
betas.
He was a terrible person. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'm gonna say it's all over Facebook.
Right? I'm a pompous ass. Don't forget that.
It's all over talk show.
And you're a wannabe gamer, so you shut your mouth over there. That's why you're not gaming.
That's why I'm not in the beta, because I'm a wannabe gamer. Yeah,
exactly. So
Tom Clancy was like, screw that guy.
So I'm part of that, and I'll have a review or an overview of Ghost Recon Online within the next couple of days. And then I just got accepted yesterday to Ghost Recon Future Soldier closed beta, which is through March 16th, and the game releases March 22nd or May 22nd. May 16th.
There you go.
There we are.
Say congratulations. You were just approved to a beta that ended a month and a half ago.
That danky text smell, dude. It's all over the place. So yeah, that's what's going on in my life. My shared stuff.
I got a fun question for you guys.
Go for it.
Does anybody remember any of the topics from last year?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. The pigeons.
Yeah, we had the hard-on spider.
There you go.
Yes, that was in the tease.
Yep.
Something about penguins.
Yeah, I don't know what
something
that,
else
that one was.
I don't either. It must have been your story.
I know
though.
Someone stole a penguin this week from SeaWorld in Australia and released it into the wild.
No, they should have given it to me.
And they me.
Two things. One, there's a SeaWorld in Australia?
I didn't know that.
Two, there's penguins in Australia.
Kind of ironic, right?
Apparently.
The whole place is surrounded by water. Let's just start there.
Well,
yeah, and great white sharks.
Everything is surrounded by water.
You're free.
And that's how land works.
Not all of North America is, or not all of the United States is surrounded by water.
No,
we attach to Canada.
No, that's true. We are a giant peninsula, kind of.
On a peninsula, But no,
nope,
Sea
that's
World.
Been else.
SeaWorld Australia.
SeaWorld Australia, and somebody thought, oh, a penguin in the Aussie outback. That won't die.
They rescued it and it was fine.
Go.
A dingo ate my penguin.
These are the same.
They couldn't have laughed. They got funnier the more I heard it.
I only said it once. I can say it again.
I replayed it in my head.
Over and over. Me too.
But it was one of those penguins that they also have at the Lowry Park Zoo. It's the it can live in heat penguins. Not in, like, sexual.
Oh, it's like a rock penguin, like at the zoo, not the ice penguins, but like the rock penguins.
Rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
No, they're not actually that good to eat.
They're penguins?
Pretty,
I wouldn't know.
It reminds me of...
Penguin tempura.
Every time someone mentions penguins, it reminds me of when I was at Celebration 5, and one of the guys that voiced... not Anakin, but Obi-Wan. The guy that voiced... Whoa, I'm losing it.
The music.
This is... What is happening?
This is... what I figured tonight was we would do the show until we ran out of songs from Luke Cash. And then we'd end the show. How's that sound?
God, I hope none of them say what their names are in them.
We come together.
There was at least one that I thought had an inappropriate name. Doesn't matter. So
no, we're good.
So
penguins at
yeah. He the guy, the voice actor who does Obi-Wan for Clone Wars. He was talking about how sometimes they were paid to impersonate celebrity voices, and one of them was Samuel L. Jackson. Well, he narrated March of the Penguins. No, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. So. He narrated March of the Penguins, so he was showcasing some of his vocal talents. And in Morgan Freeman's voice, he was talking about being one of the cameramen on there and talking about the penguins. And at the end of it, he was talking about driving Miss Daisy, and then he was telling her how penguins tasted just like chicken. And so, it was so funny to hear Morgan Freeman say random stuff like that.
You're muted.
You muted yourself.
You muted yourself, stupid.
You make me sad by talking about Penguin Tempura.
It's one of my favorite Futurama episodes.
Honestly, though,
why did we fly penguins to Pluto and then dump oil on them? Oh, that's funny. Nick's going away.
I'm going to take a picture and post it on Facebook of the studio.
Oh. And
whoa.
This whole craziness.
Yeah.
I thought that would be kind
of
cool.
You're going to liquefy your phone.
It looks like there's a fog machine in here. Look.
It's so colorful, possibly.
Oh. That's interesting.
Because the way the lens flare?
Yeah.
Let me zoom out here. I'm going to take a picture post on Facebook. Follow us. Follow us!
Follow me!
Oh, Herbert.
Mm. I got all kinds of lens flare.
The red light is making this very angry.
Wait, hold on. Who just said that?
Said what?
Because as you guys were, or as the sentence was being said, I looked at all of you, and I didn't see a single mouth move.
Said what?
It really messes
with me. Well, it had to have been you then.
What is she talking about?
The Herbert sentence.
The one, like, five minutes ago?
No. What is happening?
She took two Excedrin earlier.
It is the headache medicine.
No. I promise.
You promise what? Yes.
That you're insane?
No, no, no.
I promise that nobody's mouth was moving. I will promise you that, too.
No.
Yes.
It was just said, like, yes. 2 seconds ago after the whole follow
me. No. Yes.
No. Yes.
Go.
50 no's and a yes is a yes.
You guys suck.
Oh.
I don't know either. She's clinically insane.
Yeah, whenever you guys want me to do the weekly upstream, just let me know. I just hit the button.
Usually we do like two topics before that, don't we?
Well, we've talked about
penguins.
Facial penguins and...
Facial penguins?
Morgan Freeman. And
these things. Munchies.
Mm. It was fitting, right?
Indeed.
It works.
Munchies.
So you want to talk about this horrific photo that's up on the computer
kinda
so we can make it go away?
Vomit my chips a little?
It's not that serious. All right, I'm going to read this to you.
Really?
It's XM.
Oh, satellite radio. Best radio on radio.
They don't want to sponsor this episode.
No, they don't.
The link.
Right there.
In the center, top.
Up there.
Top button center.
So
the weekly upstream, though, will be powered by Rift Trek, so get ready for that.
Gotcha.
I miss it.
And it's appropriate.
Fair enough.
They'd be perfectly okay with all of this.
From
you know,
Reuters.
This is their normal Friday night, too.
This is how they do all their riffs.
That's possible.
From Reuters comes a story.
From Jersey.
It has
it's
to.
It's important.
Because weird crap comes from Jersey.
Yeah.
Hi.
You.
He just called.
Hi.
He just called himself crap. You all heard it.
He called himself weird crap.
Some of you saw it.
Maybe
some of you heard
remind
it.
Remind him on his Facebook.
Got to crank up the music here.
Just got quiet. That's the opposite of cranking it up.
So,
fail.
Every year for 420, there's a New Jersey story that's in the news. And,
no kidding.
Today's search, I searched specifically for Stupid Story New Jersey and came up with this first result.
Isn't that every week, though?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's every person.
I'll read this to you via Reuters. A New Jersey man who survived accidentally shooting a 4-inch nail into his heart while trying to clear a jammed nail gun said on Friday he feels like he won the lottery.
Huh, wait. He feels like he won the lottery
hold on, it
because
gets better.
He shot himself in the heart?
Well, because he realized he lived in Jersey and he wanted to end it.
52-year-old.
Better than.
Yeah. I want to say this name. 52-year-old Dennis Hennis.
Nice.
That's like Hannah Montana, but horribly.
I swear to God, his middle name
horrible.
Better be The.
Was revived. Was revived from cardiac arrest before being airlifted for surgery.
Carla is hiling.
Because I can determine that on an EKG now.
You Betty, can if you someone's
can,
dead.
You can determine that.
Really? You have you need tests. An you need an EKG
I could
for
just
that.
Look at
I'm now ACLS certified.
That you can see on an EKG that he's shot a nail into his heart.
No,
I can see that by looking.
No. That he went into cardiac arrest.
I think what she's saying is that she could give him medicine to drastically lower his blood pressure.
And almost kill him on the way to Miami.
And then she can tell that she did that. Because of the symptoms.
Hey. Who finished school? Me. Shut your face.
All right, so doctor.
I finished school.
All right, Dr. Michael Rosenblum suggested that he buy her a lottery ticket. This is the guy that like did his surgery.
No kidding.
quote, I got a new grandson on my birthday on March 23rd, and a week later, I'm almost dead. Now we can celebrate birthdays together.
You were trading. One in, one out. I think that's
the
how that
law,
works.
Law of equivalent exchange. Just watch Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, I now understand why we're getting echo. Her mic is pointed down.
Oh, my bad. I don't know.
It go up like this.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go. I knew you could make it go
weird.
Up.
Like so, a spider.
Is it better?
Like a spider.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yay, erection spider. Now.
Yeah. Dennis the Hennis.
Dennis the Hennis.
Self-employed builder was working with his son, age 28, on a neighbor's roof on Saturday when his nail gun jammed and he tried to clear it, mistakenly pointing it toward him. The powerful tool was built to fire 4-inch nails at 120 pounds per square inch.
Sweet.
Well, the good news is that there's not a whole lot of square inches in a nail.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. It was about a foot away and it went right into my chest, right into my heart, Hennis, the dentist, recalled. The nail pierced his right ventricle, which supplies blood to the lungs, and Dennis and Hennis soon went into cardiac arrest. I don't know why this is funny to me, but it is. He lived, so it's funny.
You know what's funny to me? On the left, there's a video that says, have a slice of insect pie.
Nope. Ew.
I don't want to do that.
No. No. Hmm. Indeed not.
No
not
graphics.
Interested.
Imagine there is a nail in the heart and they have to do CPR. It turns a little puncture wound into a laceration, the surgeon said.
Laceration? That's a word.
We closed the hole and his heart is strong, Rosenblum said by telephone.
They fixed the hole in his heart. Really?
His heart grew 3 sizes that day. And then he died.
Oh, apparently it was a good thing that he didn't remove the nail himself.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, really?
Do I leave it in or do I take it out?
Uh-oh. So that's what's going on there.
So earlier, I dropped one of the lights that's producing this behind us. Mm-hmm. And
whoever's not watching the discotheca that's happening behind us.
And I just kept going, uh-oh. Because I didn't quite know how to verbalize what had happened.
Oh.
Two of the light fixtures had committed suicide behind equipment.
Aww.
Oh. The one on the left, the blue one for those of you who aren't damaged, the one on the left, John.
Hey.
Oh, this has got to be really crazy for John.
At least I'm not from Jersey.
Which one's green, John?
I can't make the gesture that I wanted to make to indicate which one was green.
Not the one that I just said was blue, stupid. Yeah. I just told him.
Yeah, he just said the one on the far left.
I didn't know if he
the
would
one
remember.
On the far left was blue.
Got it. It'll really mess with them, though. Which one behind you? No, look behind you. Which one is green? Oh, damn.
You know what? Let's stop the strobe and ask him which one's green.
Let's turn up the strobe higher and ask him which one. Put him into seizure.
So, John, which one's seizuring?
So, what else? Is that my two stories? Should I do the weekly upstream now?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Screw it.
Let's do that.
Is this one going to be crazy, too?
What's the 80s bad idea t-shirt girl doing down know. There? All right.
Oh, you got to tell him first before we jump into that. Mm-hmm. The weekly upstream on this special edition of Plug Hits or F5 Live.
Special.
Of F5 Live. It's probably powered by Riff Tracks, John.
Well, I've got good news. If you've liked the show so far, God, are you going to enjoy this? The guys who used to do Mystery Science Theater 3000 have now been doing Riff Tracks for a while, and I got to say, it's definitely worth checking out, especially if you do drugs. And if you don't do drugs, the good news is they take B-movies and they make them more watchable if they've already been watchable, more funny if they're already funny. You
and
can't
if,
lose.
And if they're not,
more funny.
And if they're not, they make them watchable.
More
period.
Funny. More funny.
More funny. Funnier than the most funnier.
Very funny.
Nope. They're not in this promo. They don't get it.
Nope.
Well, they can get it.
So if you like movies and you want to watch them in a different way you're not used to, that's going to make you pee your pants, then I suggest you go to f5live.tv and click on the link.
In the center!
Check out their short films, check out their long films. A couple of bucks a piece normally.
I heard they have a sponsorship with Levi coming up for the
yeah,
shorts.
They're probably running some special right now. So yeah, check it out.
All right,
it'll be on the right.
Let's do this special. Thing. Kick it over to me.
They're not very conservative.
Do it. Yeah.
So now we're gonna kick it over to Nick with this week's always redundant weekly upstream.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, kick it over to Nick, not kick Nick.
Oh, I like kick Nick.
Hey guys, this is Nick.
It sure is. Oh,
I'm here keeping you plugged in to the top stories for the day of April 20th, 2012. This is your weekly upstream. Hen has chick without laying egg.
No.
A Sri Lanka hen has given birth to a chick without an egg in a new twist on the age-old question of whether the chicken or the egg came first. Enjoy that. We move on.
I think I did.
We can comment on these. It's fine. Facebook photo leads to arrest for stealing gas from cop car. There it was on Facebook.
Story complete.
Yep, there it was on Facebook for all to see. Michael Baker with a gas can, a siphon hose, stuck into a police cruiser in eastern Kentucky, and a middle finger raised. That's good, you know. That's the society of America now. Well, I'm on board with that.
The good news is he's going to get to learn how that is used real soon.
Suspect asked officer if he's Jesus, then stole police car. Darius Williams saw the light. It just happened to be blue.
I just saw the light, too.
And it opened up my eyes.
I saw the sign.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
Giant great white shark caught in Mexico.
Oh, that's, that thing is gigantic.
I think we need a bigger small. Boat. Yeah, right? That thought had to have crossed the minds of two commercial fishermen in Mexico who hauled up a great white shark reported to measure nearly 20 feet and weighing more than 2,000 pounds.
So the logical thing to do is to have your children punch
dance
it
around
or
its
whatever
mouth.
Is yeah, happening. Happened there.
Accused burglar says he was practicing his locksmith skills.
Clever.
Can't make this stuff up. Clever. An accused burglar's claim that he was just practicing to be a locksmith proved to be a key in his arrest. Clever, according to police.
A key in his arrest.
Oh, these people are funny.
Research paper saves scientists from $400 traffic ticket thanks to a, quote, very unusual combination of circumstances and a quick set of calculations. A UC San Diego scientist successfully fought a $400 traffic ticket with a four-page research paper.
I can do you one better.
Go for it.
In high school, we were going to a, or coming back from, doesn't matter, a math competition, and we got pulled over for going too quickly out of a red light, and we ended up using calculus to get out of the ticket to
awesome.
Prove that it wasn't unnecessary acceleration.
What is unnecessary acceleration?
I
What's
have
the
no
equation
idea,
for that?
But it worked. All right. We showed the math, and the guy went away.
Man breaks into house, pours bowl of cereal.
Steals nothing else.
Nothing else.
I read this.
Oh, this is the best.
What?
He got hungry.
Was this the guy that took the shower and was caught in the shower?
Just a bowl of cereal.
No.
Oh.
It was like the little girl in the forest of the three little bears.
Oh, I read one where the guy went in, had a bowl of cereal.
Oh, maybe that
and
was
took
it.
A shower.
Oh.
And the cops came in and drew guns on the guy while he was taking a shower.
How inconvenient.
He was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I think he was just cuckoo. Go ahead.
Frozen cows in cabin may be removed with explosives.
Yes.
What? It may take explosives to dislodge a group of cows that wandered into an old ranger cabin high in the Rocky Mountains, then died and froze solid when they couldn't get out.
It's really sad in a funny, funny way.
It is.
Well, at least if someone gets stuck, they have something to eat.
You know something has gone wrong when money is being measured in pounds.
Montana
it's
man.
Not England.
Montana man charged with taking 530 pounds of change. A 24-year-old Sun Prairie man is charged with stealing nearly $4,000 in change, weighing about 530 pounds from a neighbor in a series of burglaries. One neighbor. Enjoy that.
Multiple what? Times.
Why did he have $4,000 worth of change?
That's a good question. I
At
can't
least
answer that.
Converted into bills.
It's or gyms.
Bill.
Bill's here. What was happening up there?
Oh, it's not important.
It's a naked old man.
Yep.
All right.
Sweet.
Nope.
No, I mean, what?
Maryland man sold pot from ice cream truck.
Indeed.
Authorities in Maryland said they arrested an ice cream truck driver accused of selling marijuana alongside the frozen treats. I guess the higher up you go, the colder it gets, right? So that works out.
Well, the more ice cream you eat, too.
So for not all these stories and more, keep yourself usually...
Yeah, you don't even need those stories.
...plugged into f5live.tv/theupstream all week long. Or click that RSS button to follow the news. Follow the news. As it happens, on your phone, computer, or tablet, I'm Nick, and we'll be back Sunday for more of the top stories from across the world. This has been your weekly Upstream. Back to you guys.
Transfer complete.
Goodbye. Hello.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
All right.
I think someone's at the door.
That's going to be my my doorbell ringer. What else is going on?
Because I think there might actually be somebody at the door soon.
Not my problem. What else is going on? So, you know, I got nothing else at this point.
Really?
I got nothing else.
Carla and I have a story.
All right.
A local story. Woman, a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Carla had a baby?
You know the story better.
Yes, I did.
You know the story better than I do.
I'm not surprised.
This is all you now. Oh. You're number four now.
Awesome. You told the story at lunch yesterday really well.
You're more attractive than Alante. You guys had lunch without me?
Yeah.
She just showed up. I was like, whatever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she just happened to show up.
She was like, well, we need to go to the Mexican restaurant.
You know what?
You were there on a Thursday too?
Yeah, I'm there every day except Tuesday.
You know
Tuesday.
What? You changed your phone number and you didn't even tell me
Same
until
number,
today.
Same number, I have a second number. Same number, I have a second number.
Oh. Sorry.
He's that from Jersey though, so it's all right.
Did you turn her mic off?
Yeah.
She's going to tell
That's
a story.
That's not very nice.
That's mean. I'm back.
You're the one who wasn't at lunch.
Yeah.
Now you're all muted.
We have a visitor.
Speaking of the crocodile.
Yeah. There's a crocodile out there.
Is it a monthly visitor?
Yeah.
If you rub his head, he'll go to sleep.
I hear it.
No, I hear it.
I hear it. I hear it going It's leaking.
We'll probably get a Facebook message about some of this later. Or at least a status update.
Probably.
We don't have a microphone for you.
Or a chair.
Or a chair.
Because you're useless.
It's so colorful in here.
Yes, it is.
Save for you.
You're not new to this. You did this last year.
Yeah, remember? You had a crazy hair?
Yeah, I remember.
Alante's walked in and
Alante's
here. Half naked.
You gotta sit. Yeah. You gotta sit here.
Oh yeah, just stand in the back.
Pull up that chair.
The show's almost over.
Pull up the chair.
Stand in the back of the studio.
Please don't die. We like you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not today.
You're a nice tax write-off.
If you want the blue chair, you can get the blue chair.
Ask
that doesn't sound like fun.
Nope.
Make sure.
Okay. Not on the air.
There he is. Hello.
So.
Hi guys. Hi, everybody.
I love that there's like this extremely yellow light directly on his face.
Yes, there is.
It's painful.
He looks like Blanco.
Look at it.
A little bit.
Dude, go on the green one.
He looks crazy over there.
Go on the green one.
Thanks now laugh maniacally.
Thanks for letting me relive the Floyd Mayweather insult.
Yeah, Blanco.
That I look like
Blanco. Blanco.
Street Fighter.
Just don't electrocute us,
I love
please.
That Floyd Mayweather made fun of you.
Punch.
I think that's the best thing of my CES trip. Floyd Mayweather made fun of you.
Yeah. Him and 50 Cent. You guys
might want to say who that is for those who don't know.
Google it. Oh. No. He's a boxer. Undefeated.
He just punched me in the ears with his...
He makes like $36 million a fight.
Mouth.
It's ridiculous.
Only reason why I didn't like punch him in the face is
because he makes $36 million.
Well, because he could punch you in the face harder?
My brain would have flew home without him. Let's just say that. And, the laugh you want?
Heads will roll.
It's time for the tale of the four animals.
Are you the crypt keeper now? What is happening?
It's the tales of the crypt.
So, before you go,
yes.
Just because you weren't on the show for 85 weeks in a row doesn't mean you don't need a weird story. So, weird story time, go. I know you're prepared for this.
Let's see.
Because you know what 420 was last year.
Weird story time.
Same day every year.
Happens at, well, same date.
Same date every year. Same
day.
It could be the same day, sometimes.
Well, weird story time.
Weird news story, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about a New Jersey man getting, if you were listening live, which you probably weren't, if you were shoot himself in the chest with a nail gun and survived.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I read a story that I can still buy a boombox today. Brand new.
More than just a boombox with a cassette.
Yes. Which is awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Where can you even buy cassettes?
You can still get a cassette.
Sony Music Store.
Cassettes. Yeah, they sell them over the internet.
So I want a brand new boombox and a brand new Walkman.
USB floppy drive.
Awesome.
A USB floppy drive.
I think that sounds good to me.
I think they're bringing. They have Betamax back too.
That's awesome.
It sounds about right. Beta to the max.
Alante, I want you to take one step to your right.
Fence this way. There you go.
I know my left.
Another
right. Yeah.
I just want to see each color on his face.
Your story, go.
All right. So this lady, apparently in Clearwater, the cops were called because this woman was apparently throwing items out her window. And screaming and just causing massive disruption, like Alante is doing in the back. And so then the cops were called. By the time the cops showed up, she was at the seawall, and she had her 3-month-old son by his feet, about to throw him off the edge of the seawall, because she claims that he was possessed by a demon. Covered in snakes.
Can't make this stuff up, folks.
So she wanted to throw him in the ocean.
It was the covered in snakes part that really won it for me. Like, really sold crazy. Covered in snakes? How did nobody else see?
Yeah, but I know. I mean, and of course,
how did child services miss that?
Throwing him into the ocean, of course, makes sense. It's how you rid demons, of course. Well, it makes perfect sense.
Like she was trying to cleanse him.
Like our friend Mark said, I think that would accomplish the
goal.
Salt
water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would accomplish the goal. It would get the demon out.
Salt water cleanses everything.
Well, yeah.
Like wounds.
It's cleansing.
Holy water makes everything burn.
It's not better than Robitussin.
Or scissor.
The Tussin.
That cures everything. You need a soul possession?
Especially in children that have low alcohol tolerance.
Except being drunk. It won't solve that.
We just need to enjoy this for a second. Hold on.
Yeah, true.
No, it'll solve it because they'll be drunk after enough.
That's true, too.
That's
you
good.
You want a new type of high?
He's missing out.
Robitussin.
They should sell those with bathrobes at Pier 1 and stuff like that.
Like my own beat.
Clearly.
I don't need to have a headset.
You do.
Now you do.
You like to get beat? What?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Off.
Daily.
Jacket.
You took that off earlier.
Oh, no, you need to try these.
Oh, yeah, you need to try the Nacho Picasso.
It's Nacho Picasso.
Picasso, you dummy.
Nope, Picasso.
You do me.
And only because I kept that clean for the audience.
You could curse in Spanish. I think that's okay.
Is that really
I think
okay?
That's okay.
Yeah, we're rated A. We're rated A, not rated A.
Use the light.
Everybody clap it down.
He's back, folks. And nobody cared. No, I missed you for that purpose alone. No. Because you haven't been here to miss him.
So, still haven't missed him. He's stupid. And pink.
I think, you know how they have
I'm
words?
Not pink. Everybody says I'm pink. I'm not pink.
You are pink,
totally
fatty.
Pink.
Oh.
John, you are pink.
I'm white. I'm not pink.
No. Scott's white.
Scott's white. Nick is white.
I'm olive.
Nick is...
No.
And sexy.
Nick is something.
And a pompous ass.
Well,
let's just throw that out there.
Well, it doesn't help that you roll
Scott's
around in New Jersey.
Scott is so white, he might be turning clear. You are pink.
Oh.
I'm 4G?
Nah. Nice.
It smells like lime over here now. It's so great. I love the smell. It's awesome.
These are great.
Aren't they?
I need more.
These guys are wusses. They think it's too spicy.
No, at not first. That one. The other one. That's one. That's oh, yeah, that the one. Limey one. It's one the British. Each. It's the British one.
Okay, so your story is lunch today with the lemons.
Oh, well, that's not really that crazy. It's just kind of normal for me.
But it was funny.
It was funny. Like, okay.
And you got to end with what you said to him in the whole.
So.
And that's how we'll close the show out, just to let you know.
We were at lunch for Quaker State and Lube today. We were getting lubed up for lunch.
Gross.
Mm.
And so Scott, Mark, and I, we end up, this guy shows up. I believe he was our waiter. I think that's how it works.
I believe he was also a descendant of Wolverine.
Yes, with his mutton chops.
Awesome.
That he had growing down his face. That's possible.
Really?
So... He's asking our what?
Kid mutton? No, the whole thing.
Oh,
yeah.
With the like stripes.
Yeah, like how it ends and comes in.
That's
like,
awesome.
Right here.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have been a descendant of Wolverine. It's the only explanation. I don't think anybody would have done that on purpose.
Fair enough.
Unless they had just gone to that convention this weekend.
True.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, look up a photo of Hugh Jackman. As Wolverine, and you will understand that it was just like that. So,
but younger.
So young Wolverine was taking was taking our drink orders.
First class.
There we go. first class mutant.
I appreciated that one.
And he was taking our drink orders, and seemingly normal things. Scott orders a Mountain Dew, Mark orders a Mountain Dew, and I say unsweet tea, and he says, "Oh, you're living dangerously." And I was like, yeah, I do like to live on the edge, you know. And he said, so you probably don't want any sugar for that, right? And I was like, no, it's unsweet tea, right? Duh. But he says, you probably want lemon. And I was like, oh yeah,
women ledge.
And he was like, well, how much? And I was like, I want copious amounts of lemon. So he comes back out with 5 slices of lemon on the edge of my tea.
For those of you who are watching, he comes back with the glasses, one behind the other.
Yep.
And John's is in the back, and he says, "How many would you consider to be a copious amount?" John's like, "I don't know, 3." He goes, "Bonus, 5."
5. Yeah. So half my glass is rimmed with lemon ledges. And, whoa, lemon wedges.
I did
lemon.
It.
From lemon that's, wedges.
That's amazing.
That it just happened again? Yeah.
So, embedded it into his head, dude.
He whispered it in his ear.
Lemon ledge.
So
there's no post bug tonight, by the way.
He talks us into getting the buffet.
The whole show is a post bug.
Yeah, shut up over there.
But it's my favorite part.
He talks right, into
now
getting,
it's part of the post-plug.
Getting the buffet, so now we eat the buffet, and he comes back.
Table and all.
And he says, table and all. those fixtures.
When he eats the buffet, he eats the buffet.
Well, to be fair, Mark was with us, so.
Two fatties.
Even the glass? Because
there's glass.
Yeah, there was the sneeze guard. Tasted a little like lettuce. For some reason, I don't know why, but
and a little salty. Go ahead.
That's a little different. So, after a while, he comes gross. Back to refill our drinks and everything, and I haven't eaten any of the lemons yet. So he's harassing me about it.
He tried very hard to say lemon.
I know.
He focused very hard on that.
Can't wait to tell the other people that were there at the table.
And he asked me. He says, "What do you need all those lemons for, anyway?" And I just kind of stop and. Matter of fact, he looked at him, I said, well, to fight scurvy. Duh, you're stupid.
The look on this guy's face was incredible. I'm not certain he's heard of scurvy.
Yar.
Outside Yar. Of pirate references. So, he was like, what? Really?
Yeah. And so yeah, he's looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't know what's happening, but he looks at me like I'm crazy. And So I start eating the lemons. He goes away. I start eating the lemons, but I decide to save one for him so when he gets back, he can see how to properly fight scurvy. So I wait for him. He gets back. I eat the lemon. He looks at me in horror and disgust. And I'm enjoying it. And he's just like, wow. But being the good guy that he is, on our drink refills to go, he put like 5 more lemon wedges in the drink.
He paused again.
So I took it home with me, or home, I took it to the office, and I enjoyed lemons for the rest of the day. And scurvy was no more.
Thank you, Wolverine. You single-handedly defeated scurvy without knowing.
He single-handedly prompted me to start a Pirates Against Scurvy 501c3. So that's something I'm gonna establish sometime.
So
this
that's
year.
The Pirate Bay.
Yep.
Was this the Quaker place off of 49?
Yeah, yeah, Quaker State Loop.
You know what? I think I'm just gonna go there.
Shameless plug, dude.
And then do the same thing.
I need a copious amount.
Alante, you and me gotta go.
You gotta have Wolverine, though.
Exactly.
And you need a copious
I'm just
amount.
Like, no. I want the Wolverine-looking guy.
And I need copious amounts of lemon.
Joshua.
Joshua. Yep. Got
not
it.
Josh.
Joshua the Wolverine.
But Joshua.
Joshua.
You and then call him Joshy.
Yeah.
I wonder Josh if he copies Reno. Other people.
And when he asks me, he's like, scurvy.
We have to use different words besides copious, though. Just to be...
Egregious. Egregious amounts of lemon.
Egregious.
An abundant amount.
I need an abundant. I need a plethora of lemon.
A plethora.
I don't think you can have a plethora of one thing, though. I think a plethora is only a mix of many different things, isn't it? I don't know, right?
I think
well, you're Spanish. Why am I asking you? I don't know. You're doing
nothing.
Well, what's the word you said?
Plethora.
No, I mean the other one.
Copious.
No, I'm
egregious.
Egregious.
All right, that's our show.
No, the other one.
Egregious, and then you use a Spanish word for a lot.
El egregious.
Demasiado. El lot.
El copious.
You're both ridiculous. Demasiado.
I liked L a lot. Or L lot.
L lot.
L-lot.
That's I one mean, word.
El lot.
If I could hit him, I would, but he's on the other side of the
throw screen. Something at him.
The
only
spicy
thing I
chip.
Have handy are you're, penguins.
But I'm up
or
here.
Or my phone.
And you're phone. Down there.
I wasn't going to do either.
That's our show.
Thank merciful
it sure
God.
Is.
That was less painless than usual, I will say.
Yeah,
that.
It was better than it was
no.
More. No, hold it was on. More coherent.
It was less painless?
Yeah.
I was about to say, isn't that double negatives?
So it was more painful?
It was pain than usual.
It was L lots more usual.
Well, we've got a new expression.
L lot.
Guck.
I'll kill you.
Spoo all
I'll
over the place.
I'll kill you.
Again, for first-time listeners, so please, I'll or first-time watchers, please go and check out the other episodes at F5Live.tv.
For the love of God,
click
please.
The subscribe button on the right.
Literally check out any other episode besides last year's 420 episode.
Make sure you follow
the
news.
First one. For the love of God, don't listen to the first one. It's the worst.
Make sure you follow the news. Facebook, iTunes, Zoom, F5 Live TV, Roku Boxy, TPN.TV. We're all over the place, baby. Coming back to you Sunday with episode 253.
There you go.
Number 253.
So who's going to be here? Let's just take a head count now. I'm here. Carla's here? That's all we need then. We're fine. We got a show.
Yep.
Screw depending the... on...
Screw the black guys over there. I don't need them.
I believe
neither
she just...
Because you got the Hispanic.
Nick, I believe she just
you
signaled you to insert something in her
mind. Got the stick.
My kidney. Jerk. My kidney.
She's
you
dying.
Want him to insert something in your kidney? That's sick.
You're...
That would probably fix the problem.
I will kill you.
You keep saying it, but she's I'm still got... here talking about
it. She tried, remember?
She's going to L kill me.
She tried to kill you, remember?
You know
she did. By lowering my blood pressure significantly.
Exactly. I tried. Now... I'm done
and
with school.
And you failed.
Exactly. Now I'm done with school. Now I know how to
she
actually
has new
do
ideas.
It.
Cyanide. All right. We'll see you guys on Sunday. It's 2 days from now, so make sure you tune in 9 p.m. Eastern Time, f5live.tv/join us, and make sure you stay tuned for that episode for the epic award-winning post plug. I can honestly say, on behalf of the staff that is here, I'm Nick.
I'm Scott.
I'm John.
And I'm Alante.
I'm Carla.
We'll see you guys 2 days from now. Peace and chicken grease.
Ciao.
Go with honor, friend.
Sayonara. Let's go smoke some crack now.